here with junior setter Rebecca Martin. Tough losses to Clemson and Virginia last weekend. What can you take from those contests into the rest of your season?
Well, you know, those are just two tough matches. We've talked a lot about what we've done wrong and what we can do better, especially after the Clemson match and then this past weekend with Virginia. But as a team, we've been talking a lot about continuing to fight no matter how much, you know, how many points that we have, how many points they have. We're just going to keep fighting until the very end, until the last whistle blows. So we've been doing a pretty good job of that. We had a good practice yesterday, just kind of keeping that mindset. And that's kind of what we're going to use to carry in, just always competing, always fighting.
You honored Wimberly Wilson, your lone senior, graduating senior, playing-wise, in the Clemson match. Discuss her being the lone senior and working with all of you underclassmen or juniors and on down.
Yeah, she's been such a great teammate to have. She's one of the best teammates I've ever had on any team ever, which is a lot. And she just makes everybody so comfortable. She makes sure that everyone on the team doesn't feel left out, doesn't feel misplaced. So she's done a really great job. Even when I came in, when I was a freshman and when I was a recruit, we went on a visit together and she did the same thing. She wasn't even part of the team yet and she was still making me feel very comfortable around some of the other girls. And she's just been so great. She's a really great leader, both on and off the court. And it's going to be hard to kind of find and fill that hole next year, but we'll try to do our best.
Good part is your roster, you return a lot of players, including yourself. So you have these four regular season matches left. What are you just trying to improve on individually and as a unit as you look to the off season?
I think just naturally with the position that I play, a lot of things kind of have to be included within the team part. So individually, I guess I could say that I would really like to work on my location for specific hitters as far as setting goes, but that really depends a lot on team chemistry. So as a team, we've also been kind of working on communication, especially after errors. We want to make sure that we're talking about it and making sure that we're making strides to improve upon those errors. So for me, when it's hitters, you know, if it's not a good set, I would like them to tell me, and you know, I want to talk to them and make sure that the next time it comes around and the next time it comes down to crunch time, we can perform and get the kill.
And lastly, how important would it be to just get a few wins in the regular season before you go to that long off season?
It would be great. It's always a much better off season when you kind of finish really strong, and that's what we're really trying to do here. But at this point, we're not really looking at the season as ending. We're still taking it one game at a time, one match at a time. So we're really trying to focus on just keep fighting this entire time, no matter what. So this couple matches that we have next, there'll be really good opportunities for us to kind of show that. And so we're really excited for that.
All right.